Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we catch up with four students who took trips as part of the fourth annual Winterim program.
I'm David Kakmarinski. I went to Washington, D.C.
I'm Mark Vandahar. I went to Rehoboth, New Mexico.
I'm Amanda Harrow, and I went to Costa Rica.
I'm Kara Tooney, and I went to Haiti.
What were some of the things you did while you were on your trip?
We visited a lot of the monuments and historical sites in the city of D.C. in the surrounding area. Many of the monuments, the museums. We sat in the representatives' chamber while they debated Obamacare for a while.
We did a lot of hiking and sightseeing, as well as serving the community and just getting to know people better. We went to a food pantry where we were able to package lots of food for the homeless. And we also went to a place called Sisters of Charity, where they served meals for those who were in need, and they also provided some overnight shelter for them.
We did a lot of like sightseeing, and we toured a coffee plantation, and we saw how chocolate was made. We also did like a service day at the church, and then on Sunday we worshiped with them.
We did a wide variety of stuff. We did, we went and visited several schools, including the Pell Christian School in Bas-Savonnet. We also went and helped, pour concrete floor one morning. We helped at the Sylvan Center, which is currently being built. And one day, the Friday, we took to go do some sightseeing. So we went and visited some ruins they had there.
What led you either to be picked or selected? Why did you go to where you were? Was it a voluntary process?
It was entirely voluntary. Earlier in the year, I had to find an internship because if you play a varsity sport over the winter, you're not allowed to go on any trips because you miss a couple basketball games. But after I had my knee injury, it opened up the pathway for me to go to Washington, D.C., and that's always been a kind of a dream of mine, to see some of the monuments and all the historical sites. So as soon as I realized that was now an option, I decided to go for it, and there's still one more spot open.
I was looking for something more of like a service project, and I had already been to Haiti once, and so I decided to go to Rehoboth and just see what that was like, and I kind of always wanted to be over in that part of the country. I've never really been over there much, and so I just wanted to go explore a little bit and just see what the people were like down there.
I really like Spanish, and so it was cool to see like they talk Spanish, and so it was really fun to understand and talk with them.
The Haiti trip has been an option all the years that PCHS has done Winterim. And as a sophomore, me and a friend had agreed that our senior year we were going to go to Haiti together. So we put our applications in, and since we were seniors, we got first come, first serve. And so we got to go on that trip together.
And what were the things that you think, maybe one big takeaway or one thing that you learned that you maybe surprised you or maybe has stuck with you since you've come back here to Iowa?
I guess I'd say it's a whole different atmosphere in Washington, D.C. than here in Pella. We've been told a lot that we live in our own little bubble here, but I guess that's true in a lot of different ways. There were so many various conflicts of interest happening in the Capitol at that time from the different parties. It's very interesting to see how our government works and all the different processes that have to go down the line. You always hear about it in the news or secondhandly from someone else about the goings-on. But it really doesn't mean anything to you until you see it firsthand. You kind of realize you're sitting in a place that affects, you know, millions and billions of people across the world, the decisions that they make there.
I would say the people in the country and just the landscape of it all was just amazing. The people, when I went to the Sisters of Charity, they all came in. They all looked really rough and like they're not like they're going to be kind of mean and stern. But they were basically all very kind and polite and loving, and you could just sit down and have a conversation with them, and they were all just very interesting to listen to and just hear their background, and also just being able to be in a different part of the country and just see all the mountains and the landscape and everything was just amazing.
My favorite part was worshiping with the church on Sunday. Like, we couldn't understand everything they were saying, but being able to know that they're worshiping the same God as we are was really cool.
There are a lot of takeaways coming from Haiti and seeing poverty, like making it personal and such. And one of the really big takeaways is just loving without boundaries, because like here we're so quick to put boundaries on how much we love people. We base it off of like their possessions and what they have and what they look like. And down in Haiti, just seeing the people, the kids, they're just dirty and dusty from playing in the streets, and they're not washed and they're hungry, and just they run up to you and they're just so eager to get your love, and you just love without boundaries. And that's something that I think is going to stick with me.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.